Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate that you guys are tuning in, listening to me, and it's an honor for me that you guys are giving me this opportunity. Life has taught me some stuff that I hope I can share and continue expressing with you guys, and it helping you grow the same way it's helping me grow. And if you stick with me for the seasons that are to come, you're going to see a lot of changes. You're going to see growth in the podcast in itself, whether if it's visually or audibly, if I said that correctly, you will see the changes, guys. So that's one of the reasons why I started this, because I wanted to show anyone that's out there looking or listening that you don't need all the equipment. You don't need everything. I have no background. Working on it, and it'll develop, but we're going to grow together, guys. And hopefully, I can inspire you to, if it's in your heart to do something like this, let's do it. You guys will have, my contact email as well to be able to reach out. If you have any questions, I'm more than happy to give the little bit of knowledge that I know. I do not claim to know everything. I do not claim that my situations will fix your situations. Simply, one thing I do know, and it's just God has built us to be in communion. So I know that struggles that I've gone through can definitely help other people as well, either as men or in a marriage or in a relationship and so forth. Today's episode, if you guys tune into the last one, I want to talk about individual growth as men. And before I touch that, actually, I'm not just targeting men. Now, I am, and I'm not, because I am doing this because I run and reach out to men, but women, excuse me, if you see or hear a question that challenges something within you, then we're doing something right, because this is going to be something where we all can grow, where we all can learn and have fun with it as well as we're moving along. So keep tuning in, listening. I know it can benefit many people, not just men. But I want to just ask more the question for a man, because I really feel in my heart that men out there don't have many resources to reach out to say, I need help with that. Or why is it that he can express himself that great? And it's going to cause someone to say, I want to reach out. I want to see what he thinks. Because truthfully, sometimes even when you do try to open up, someone could eventually make fun of you and make you feel weird. And then it puts you in a place where I don't want to do it anymore, because me being vulnerable means someone's going to make fun of me and hurt me. That's not what's going to happen here. I want us to have a safe space to grow and also to realize the areas that we can improve in. Now, this particular episode, we're going to be talking about individual growth. As a man, as a woman, the challenging thing about any of these topics that we're going to talk is, in my personal life, they were very difficult to come to, like I had to admit I had a problem, and that was difficult because I didn't think I had a problem. I thought I was doing everything correctly. I had the house locked down. In the sense of, I would wash dishes to help. I would do laundry to help. If Jackie needed the credit card or the debit card to go buy something, like, there was always funds there. Not unlimited funds, but enough to keep the household going. Cars were well kept, washed, oiled, changed, tires rotated, all that stuff, you know, so that she doesn't have to worry about. So I'm like, I'm doing all this, but I was lacking in giving her in the... she wanted me to deposit more in her love bucket, not necessarily in the acts of service. Again, whole nother subject. We'll wait till she comes on and she can definitely express, and we'll go deeper into that one. But what I'm saying about what are we doing to grow, individual growth, what are we doing to grow? And the reason why I was mentioning that stuff, it's because I thought I was right. I thought I was doing everything correctly. And little did I know, what I was actually doing was neglecting. And it was until reality hits you in the face and you're faced with, I had nowhere to go. I had no one to talk to. And then I started, I would reach out to my sister. And then she referenced me to a counselor, which I thought at that time, horrible thing to do. No one needs counseling. You can do this on your own. That's what I was taught. You know, you got this. But once I did my, I want to say the first five sessions, the first ones are kind of a little like awkward. But once you really get into it and they really start challenging you, some of those sessions I left very happy. And some of those sessions I left very upset. Because what are we doing to grow is going to challenge you to look at yourself in the mirror and truly see what are you inputting into your family? What are you inputting into your relationships? What are you inputting into yourself? After work for me, when I was in our first marriage, again, if you know a little bit about me, I reference my, even though I'm married to Jackie and it's the same person I was married to, we had a separation. So I reference our first part of the marriage as my first marriage and my second part as the one that we're living in now. So in the first marriage, I would get home from work and it was like sports or Netflix. And yes, I would spend a little bit of time with the wife and the kids, but it was more like, all right, time for bed. And then tomorrow we just repeat the same thing over and over and over. And then I would have a lot of people come over as well. And the wife would even tell me, you know, let's have alone time. But I wouldn't listen because I thought, I'm already doing it right. Like, why are you on me if I'm already doing it correctly? But again, no one teaches me this, you know, so I didn't know what I was doing was neglecting. And why am I bringing this up is because my lack of growth didn't allow me the opportunity to understand. But what was causing destruction in my home without me even knowing? So when she hits me with the curveball, I want a divorce, man, what? Like, everything is fine. Like, what are you talking about, right? So that's why individual growth is so important, guys, because we might be living a life where we think everything is good, and little do we know, no, it's not. And I tell you what, ask your wife and ask your, or your girlfriend, or if you have kids, ask your children, what am I lacking as a father that you need? And if they say nothing, then great job. Call me or send me an email. I want to know what you're doing. But I'm pretty sure chances are most of us are failing and lacking in something. And how can I break that cycle if I don't even know I have a problem, right? So I always suggest counseling first, mentorship, connecting with the good church, because as men, we don't want to connect. We want to stay as far away from possible from connecting. And even if the connection is going to be us, me, something small for now, one-on-one, but eventually the goal is going to be to get you comfortable enough to go and leave your footprint in other people's lives as well. Again, it's not easy because we don't know how to, but we do need that individual growth, guys. Whether if it's reading books, whether if it's exercising, I came to the realization for me when I started working out, and it doesn't look like it, right? But I've been working out this year. It just feels really good to have your blood pumping, do that mile, those 2 miles in a treadmill. It just causes your mind to just free up and just think. You're not in that space thinking about anything else. You're just focused in, dude, I just want to finish these 2 miles. But it gets your mind just free from thinking of anything else. And why is it important to grow as an individual? Because then you start realizing the areas that you can improve in. Again, when you ask your family that question, if you even dare, there's going to be two ways you're going to respond to that. And you guys are going to hold me accountable if I'm lying or if I'm not. One, you're either going to get really mad, really sad. And the way you're going to defend yourself is by either bringing stuff up in the past or deflecting or telling your wife that you have failed or your spouse or you're telling your wife or your girlfriend or relationship. You're going to be deflecting. You're going to find ways to just turn around from it. But why do we get mad? Why do we get angry? Because we know it's hitting an area that we don't want to look at, we don't want to touch. But it's needed because if we really want to make the people around us happier, because as men, we do get pleased knowing that our wife and our kids are taken care of. That pleases us. But what more, knowing that we are taking care of them, yeah, physically, but we're also taking care of them emotionally and lovingly. That builds confidence in your woman. That builds confidence in your kids. I mean, I remember going to school and being very shy. Why? Because there was no affirmation from a male figure at home to tell me, you're doing good. You're great at basketball. Your grades are phenomenal. Keep doing it. Where'd you learn how to do math so well? None of that, right? So this is why when you ask that question, it's either going to make you mad or it's going to make you start thinking. Start really thinking. And to be honest with you guys, it takes a real man to face on those things. I'll give you an example. When me and Jackie in our first marriage, I would tell her a lot, and this was bad of me, dude. I now that I'm healthier and that I know this was bad of me, but I used to tell her, I thought this was protecting, but it wasn't protecting. This is tearing her down. And maybe you guys, what I'm about to share, you guys are going to say, that is definitely tearing someone down. But keep in mind, we're different people. Maybe you're healthier than me. And maybe you don't know, maybe you're tearing down your own significant other as well. So I used to tell her, you know, people only want you because you're a Rivera. Churches are only calling you because of what you can do for them. And people are only going to want to take advantage of you. And this is me protecting her. But what I started causing in her is her beautiful heart of wanting to just give and express and share with everyone started putting walls, and more importantly, walls up against me, right? I struggled when she expressed to me, I struggled to accept certain things that she was saying about me. And I would get mad and I would throw my fits in the sense of either silent treatment for days or right there and then just unleashing my wrath and telling her all the things that she has done to not respect me as well. Rather than taking a deep breath and understanding, and again, this is through mentorship and counseling, where you are the head of the house, meaning God has called you to be the one to take the hits, whether they're fair or whether they're not fair, you're the head of the house. And that's a challenging thing because sometimes it does feel a little bit unfair. But how can I say this? Like, I used to think like, man, a girl's job is so easy. Like, all she has to do is submit to her man, just listen to him, and then that's it. And then I come to the realization it's challenging because they have to put their faith in a man. But what is that man doing? Like, do they see that he is investing his time in Jesus Christ? Because if he's not, then it's kind of difficult to follow. Like, would you follow a boss that clearly, or that you can clearly see is not really taking you anywhere? That all they're really doing is just going to work, trying to get raises, trying to stack up, but nothing to grow himself, nothing to grow her, nothing to grow the kids. Is that someone you want to follow? Or would you want to follow someone that you're like, man, I like the fact that he gets out of work, then he invests in her, and maybe not every day, but he'll do this with the kids, and then one time out of the week, he'll go and do something for himself. Like, that's a balanced life that eventually you could look at a man and be like, if that's working for him, why can't that work for me? But it's going to challenge, and it's going to do things that... It was even hard for me to praise my wife at some points. Now it's an easy thing because God has helped break that. But even to praise the kids was difficult. And now I'm like, I'm so glad that I'm doing that because it even healed me. But it takes a man to take that growth. It takes a man to really face on and say, man, I am suppressing my family without even knowing. And it's hard because how do you know if it looks like everyone's happy already, like, how do you know? Again, ask that question. I'm not not doing anything crazy out of this world, ask that question. Wife, kids, what am I lacking as a husband? What am I lacking as a father that you guys might need? And right there is where it's going to hit. And why I say it takes a real man to admit it, because when I started praising my kids, doing something that was not normal to me, I started getting emotional. Like, why am I getting emotional telling my son he's doing a good job? Why am I getting emotional telling my son, you fight for your dreams and you have a dad that's going to be behind you, that's going to fight for them with you? Why would that break me? Like, why at that moment when I'm saying it, like I'm getting ready to cry or I get emotional? Have you ever said those words to your loved ones, that you will be there for them? You're gonna do everything in your power to always be there and help those dreams come true? Maybe because you wanted to hear those words. I know my heart did. My healing through Christ, however, has really helped me to overpass that. That's why right now, man, I'm grateful with God, because it doesn't tear me down anymore. If anything, I'm just like, hey, it happened. I did my crying already. Thank you, God, that I'm strong enough to say you're the one that helped me through it. So yeah, guys, any questions, or if anything that I'm saying that probably doesn't make sense, or maybe you just need to know a little bit more in depth in your own personal life, go ahead and reach out, send an email, ask your questions. I will do my best to answer them. Like I've shared in the past, on Thursdays, I'll do my best. And even if I don't do it on Thursdays, I'll make sure to do it directly with you guys as well to try to help. But yeah, what do you guys think so far? Did it make sense on the things that I said? I feel like I'm kind of all over the place, but again, I'm growing with you guys. I know I'm going to have bumps. I know I'm going to have stutters. I know I'm going to have ums and a lot of pauses and things like that. But one thing I do know is one day I'm going to become good at this and develop in better skills, where all those things are going to minimize and you guys are going to see that growth in me as well. So that's the vulnerability of what we're doing here, guys. Thank you once again for tuning into this channel. Thank you again for giving me the honor of sharing these thoughts and personal experiences with you, and excited for the next episode. Tune in, guys. Thank you for watching the Mac Effect. Yay.